Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We are hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That party's for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops poops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps. That they do not exist. So he wants to work for the IRS. Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show. Here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Tuesday, and instead of Dahl, we're going to have Leslie joining us here in just a second. And if you want to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will bring you into the conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and bring in Leslie.
Hey, y'all.
Hello again. It's been a little while since I've talked to you. I was, I meant to call you this past weekend, and I failed.
Ah, that's okay. This last weekend was a little on the difficult side. Not my favorite, so.
I missed yesterday's show. Sometimes I have what's called eye arthritis or eyeritis.
Yes.
And towards the end of my my day job yesterday, it just hurt to keep my eyes open. And I ended up, I get off work at 3:30 my time, and by 4 o'clock, I think I got up around 5 because I forgot to cancel my show. So I loaded up on magnesium, B50, and L-lysine, and I woke up about 90% better, and I'm about 100% better now.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. Today I'm eating some chicken and rice. I've got some rice cooking right now, and I don't know if I have lysine here or not. I don't have my tincture cabinet, which is pretty difficult. So I only have essential oils, and I really need a neti pot. It's so difficult when you just kind of move out and leave with what you have. You know, I mean, it's been hard, you know, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I don't have my neti pot or my saline nasal wash or anything. So I'm looking to order some and have it delivered here. Definitely kind of just hit me out of nowhere, like, boom. Like, oh, guess what, Leslie, you got fever. You know, that's not my favorite. But I do have some good vitamin D that I'll take in the morning. So that worked.
Yeah, so just in case people are wondering where I was at, but I've had a hard time filling Mondays also. And if I had a co-host that was able to run the switchboard, I could talk with my eyes closed. It's just, I would, whenever that happens, I would sit here in the dark, and I have blinders that I wear just to see the switchboard.
As soon as everything is just more straightened out for me, I know I can come back. But right now, as things are, it's really just day to day. So I've got so much going on that I have to take care of, and this journey is a lot. I didn't expect it, for one thing. Even though I wasn't the happiest, I took a life I had for granted. And the person I had this life with, I met 18 years ago today. And, I didn't expect everything to go nuclear like it did. But,
well, sometimes it's for the best.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's just there's so many humbling experiences, like, you know, having trauma therapy through the local women's domestic violence shelter, you know, needing clothes to appear, you know, in you know, temporary orders court and getting a voucher from, you know, Genesis, that they really have made a huge difference in my life. You know, I went from having pretty much everything I ever wanted at my disposal to wondering how I'm going to put gas in my car and wondering how I'm going to have clothes and, you know, just wondering about the most basic things. It's really, it's a perspective that I haven't had to experience in a very long time. And it's not hard, super hard to get adjusted to. Just I haven't been here before. So, anyway. I'm hoping it all gets squared away in the next few months.
All right, so I guess we should probably change topics so we're not in the dump of the whole show.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've had so many amazing things happen, and people just come out of the woodwork to just help me, and I honestly feel so thankful and blessed for this. So it's definitely an experience in being thankful.
Well, if it helps, I upgraded after I got divorced back in 2008.
You know what? I think that is nice to know about. And I think that when it comes to it, I will also upgrade, you know. I mean, I got back together with him while I was dating a guy that had his own airplane. Probably should have stayed. Yeah. Like, I'm thinking, you know what? Yeah, forget that. I will never choose him over an airplane guy again. So, anyway, with that said.
So, I guess the official news officially dropped about an hour ago.
Wait, what's the official news?
That Trump signed papers to run for president.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, all right. He's going to run. It's going to be very big. It's going to be the best run. No, you know what? As someone like me, I'm a pretty much a one-issue voter. So, you know, knowing that he's not going, you know.
I wanted to get into the fact that that Katie Hobbs beat Kari Lake, which I don't believe. Not just because Katie Hobbs is such a terrible candidate, but if you look at any numbers at all, no one knew who Katie Hobbs even was. And Kari Lake is like a big rock star.
Well, you know, I didn't really follow any of the elections. So, you know, because my personal life is so.
Yeah, but Arizona, Kari Lake became a nationwide star, and she was being billed as the West Coast Ron DeSantis.
Oh.
And just to give you some insight, there were some issues with the vote counting.
Oh, well,
and in all the Republican areas, they ran out of pens that people can use. They ran out of ink. They did whatever they could to manipulate the tabulators in Republican areas.
That makes all the sense.
They had machines go down, and then when they came up, they told people that they couldn't vote, and the judge refused to let these people vote. and the ballots that the tabulator wouldn't count, they were told to put in a special box. And when the box got to the center, those ballots were mixed in with already counted votes.
Oh no. Oh no. That's awful.
And by the way, the person that ran for governor and won is also the one that's in charge of counting the votes.
Oh, that makes sense. So I guess that you still have the... How did Nevada do?
I'll get there in a minute. I'm not happy about that either.
Okay.
But after 6 days of counting, they've decided that the Democrat won. And
you know
people in Arizona are extremely pissed.
I
don't think Kari Lake and company are going to take this lying down. I think they're going to fight with everything because they have a whole team going. And Kari Lake, it wasn't like she was a schlub. I mean, she had, I wouldn't say Trump-size rallies, but there were over 10,000 people at her rallies.
Wow.
And she was all over the place, and she was very well liked. And if you go to Twitter, you look up Katie Hobbs followers, and then you look at Kari Lake's, you'll see somebody who might have had close to 1 million, and Katie Hobbs might have had like 1,000.
Wow.
And Katie Hobbs didn't do events. She refused to debate. Even CNN told her that she's a dumbass for, and I'm paraphrasing, but that she should be doing these debates. And she's been known to have racist tendencies.
That's awful.
And she was on Project Veritas, exposed. But she's paid for by George Soros. So she's part of the Open Foundation. So she got what she needed and didn't need the public to get it. So there's going to be some lawsuits going on. I don't think that Kari Lake is like everybody else who's just going to walk away and say I'll try harder next time.
Wow.
So Nevada. That one took 5 days, I guess, to count. But they gave the governor race to Squishy Joe, and they got rid of Shitzak. So we flipped red, but that doesn't really matter because those two were really close friends for the last 20 years. And Squishy Joe was the sheriff with that big country festival attack at the Mandalay Bay a few years ago. And so he might have been given a solid because he didn't speak up about what happened.
Wow.
So he's trusted. So, yeah, we don't have Shitzak, and there might be some positives there, but my thing is that if you voted for Squishy Joe, you're not going to vote for the Democrat in all the other races and just switch the governor.
Right.
That's dumb. I don't know anybody that did that.
Wow.
And that took 5 days to, it took 3 days to give Squishy Joe the governor, but it took two extra days to find just enough votes. Adam Laxalt was in the lead the whole time. And as soon as they found just enough votes, they stopped counting and gave the win to Cortez Masto, who nobody really likes, but there are people that vote straight Democrat. So she gets at least 40% of the vote. But that's what happened. They count everything, and then they spend a few days looking for extra votes. So they're looking for people that did not vote, but they were registered. They're looking for deceased voters or move voters. And as soon as they find just enough, they say we got enough, and then that's it right there. That's how it works. Every vote has to be tied to a person, so that's what they do. But we knew this was going to happen 2 years ago, and in the same cities that there were issues, there was issues with the votes, remember, in Arizona 2 years ago. In the same exact county with the same exact person responsible, which was Katie Hobbs.
Wow.
So, she wants to make Arizona, just like California. So I don't think the residents of Arizona are interested.
Wow.
People really like their Second Amendment in Arizona.
You know what? I'm a big believer in people just doing whatever TS they want to do. You know, you want to have your gun, you have your gun. I'm just really big on civil liberties. I think that's kind of one of the wild west outlaw kind of place, you know.
But here's what goes on in elections. So I saw this last week that 4 out of 10 voters in America, they do not vote on issues. They don't care anything about what's going on. I even watched a video on this that they said, quote unquote, that voting on issues is white people shit. We don't get involved. We just know to just go to the polls, vote Democrat, and walk out. I don't care what they say or do. And so that's what you're up against. 40% of the public is going to vote like that.
Yeah.
So most of them are in Democrat-run states, but still, that's what you're up against. 40%, 4 out of 10 people don't care about issues. They could have signs that say, if you vote Democrat, we're going to have the FBI knock on your door and kill you. They could write that out if they wanted. People would still vote Democrat. That's how much they pay attention. And when you are, I'm not saying that people don't like the Democrat Party. There are people that like what they have to say. Don't get me wrong, but the consensus is that a large swath of the population just votes because they are told to vote Democrat.
Right.
So they're not an issues person. They're a very low information people, and they're proud of that. Yeah, there are people that say, I just have to look at the picture. I see one's an old white guy and another one's a black person, so I'll vote for the black person. So that's why we get what we get. And Democrats know that, so they don't have to do anything to appease to you. All they have to do is hide and don't say anything stupid. And just come out to greet the crowd on election day, and that's it. You'll never see them. They'll make your life miserable, but they know that, so their goal is to not ever show up and not show their face.
Right.
They just want to rule you without you knowing who they are. So it's like you have to run a 100-yard dash, and the Democrats already are standing at the 40-yard line, so they only have to run 60 feet while you have to run the whole 100. And then you include the ballot harvesting, and and they're looking through the rolls to find dead voters and move voters and people that didn't vote. And so they're already anywhere from 45 to 48%. And so all they have to do is do a few universities and get a few of the young voters out, And if they can get 2 to 5% of them show up, then they're already at 52 to 55%, and they haven't had to do a thing. It's a shame that that's how it is. You can have the best, you could have some of the best people out there, but there's a reason why people like John Fetterwoman win.
Oh, man, he's awful.
Yeah, but he's also now a senator.
Yeah, I know. I noticed.
My name is John Fetterwoman. And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles. No, no.
But yeah, that's what we get. The Eagles are better than the Eagles. That's what wins elections.
Mm.
You know, that dude has never had a job in his life, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah, so he never worked. And his first job in life was he was a mayor of a town in Pennsylvania that started with 2,200 residents. And when he left the mayorship, they had 1,700 residents. So he really built up the city.
Wow.
But as long as you're Democrat, it's okay.
Right, right.
And I'm not even a party guy. I'm just saying that they got so used to winning, and they know that they got 40% right off the bat, and they know that they have the ballot harvesting, so they don't have to check the squat.
Right, right.
So that's why I was saying, if you like the Democrat Party, punish them by not voting for them this time. Now that they haven't learned their lesson, they think that they've done a great job. So they were able to convince enough of the youth, not a lot, but enough, that abortion is the most important thing there is out there. So forget that gas prices doubled. Forget that we're potentially at nuclear war with Russia. Forget that the pipelines are closed and jobs are being killed. And forget that they've talked about trying to round up 55% of America and put them in camps. All that doesn't matter. All that matters is that you can't have abortions after a set period of time.
Mm.
And I'm not saying abortion isn't important, but it's not the most important thing out there. I'm sorry, but having a roof over my head and food in my refrigerator and a job to go to and to make sure that we're not in a war with another country. To me, those are far more important than worrying about at what week is it okay to get abortions. There's no law that says you're required to have sex.
Right, right.
And I just think the priorities are messed up.
I agree.
And I've seen some of the advertising over the past 6 weeks. It's like the Democrat Party just, when they were doing their advertising, they just cut out the person and put the next Republican in, and it's exactly the same ad. It's just they take out the person and change the name, and then they mail it out in the next city. It's like, this Congress candidate is against abortions, and then for the next district, this candidate's against abortions, the same exact marketing, just the person's picture is changed. And for some reason, enough people were able to buy into it. But the thing is that the Republican side is just so weak. It's not that they're worse. They're just weak, and they just let people run all over them. And where's the leadership? Where is the top Republicans demanding recounts in some of these cities. You don't see bitch McConnell anywhere.
No, of course not.
Yeah, Herschel Walker is in a runoff in Georgia for next month, or in just a couple weeks. You don't see anyone really helping him.
No. You know.
And you know what's shameful, though, Leslie? They're not helping him, and he is a college football Hall of Famer that played at the University of Georgia. He is famous in Georgia. And why are they not exploiting that?
Wow, I didn't realize
Instead,
that.
They're talking about how much he hates abortion.
I think it was the Oilers. I remember my dad was a big fan of his.
Herschel Walker, he played for the Cowboys and then the Vikings.
Okay, there you go. Then it was the Cowboys.
It's just insulting that they're allowed to do this because nobody is going to stand up to them. I think they met their match in Arizona, but you're not going to see any of these other states. You're not going to see Dr. Oz say anything against
right.
Better Woman. But they ran a terrible candidate, so they get what they deserve, I guess, but...
Not just that, but
there are people that honestly think that Fetterwoman is a presidential candidate.
You know what's pretty awesome about him? He's vaccine injured. And he's basically the poster boy for vaccine injury. With him and his stroke and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people don't see through that, then they don't see through that. We'll see if they'll vote next election. We'll see if they'll even be around.
Well, I guess it's a good thing knowing that your political opponents won't be on the field in a few years.
Yeah, I mean. I'm really hoping that all of those that tried to push this toxicity on everybody, I really hope that my biggest hope is that they end up getting really sick or that they're just not around to push it on other people anymore. I mean,
well, there's talks about all these states doing COVID mandates again.
Oh, my gosh.
So... They wanted to wait until after the election, but yeah, there's talk about how the social credit score is starting up in 2023, and the vaccines will be tied to that, even though Moderna and Pfizer are doing studies about how severe the myocarditis is with these gene therapies. But even so, they don't care if you get myocarditis or die. As long as you got the gene therapy, that's the most important part.
Exactly. Exactly.
So at that point, I won't be able to do anything because I'm not even – I don't even own a cell phone, and I'm not planning to. So you're not going to see this particular person lining up to show their cell phone in order to go into a building.
Give it a little time because people are really starting to just fall off. Like I said they would. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
people are...
You said give it some time? You think I'm going to get a cell phone?
No.
No, all right. I was just going to say.
Yeah, no. No, I'm saying just give it time because we're not at 2024 yet, but we're getting close. And if you notice, people are starting to fall off. They're starting to fall down like dominoes. And you know, it's some of the things I said would happen is happening, you know?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I do think that, and I don't know how much news you followed recently, but that FTX exchange for cryptocurrencies,
yeah,
that was a big deal because that was the way that money was funneled into the Ukraine and then back to the Democrat Party.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So notice all of a sudden FTX goes down and now Zelensky wants to talk about a peace deal because the money funnel was shut off.
Wow.
So, yeah, as a matter of fact, FTX was found to pay hundreds of millions of dollars into the whole COVID thing with funding bogus studies that show that Moderna's gene therapies are much better than therapeutics and that scams helped you survive against COVIDs. And all the studies that we saw, they were funded mostly by FTX.
That sounds about right.
So, and I don't know if the big guy got 10%, but there are people that want to look to see what Brandon got out of this. I doubt anything will become of it, but I'm just saying.
Right, right.
But if they do find something with Brandon, they could have Brandon and the cackler leave, and then they could bring in Governor Grusom, and he would still be able to get two elections because a president can't serve more than 10 years. But if they appointed him and then had him run in 24 and 28, they could. So I don't know if you see anything with that, but that's what some people are already discussing because Brandon kind of stinks with this Ukraine because there are fingerprints to him in here. So I don't know if the Democrats are just going to say that's just the cost of doing business, even though it's highly illegal, or if they'll do, or if they'll use this as a switcheroo. And I don't know the answer to that.
Really not sure of the answer to this either. I was in the zone a little yesterday, but I was feeling a whole lot better earlier today. You know, we're just going to have to see. We're just going to have to see. You know, things are just, we're not there yet. Things haven't gotten so bad that they're having the rebound, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I sent you the broccoli man of the week. By the way, I don't know if it was any good or not, but I that song that you heard, that was a brand new one.
Oh, okay. Okay, I heard that. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what happened. It's a song. I don't know if it was good or not, but That's what came out this week.
I am. Okay, so I'm ready for broccoli, man.
All right. Sounds good. This one is called Mike's Car Gets Stolen.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, sugar. Sorry we were late today. My Prius got stolen today. Malik had to pick me up.
Of course your car got stolen. You beaver's white.
I apologized to the police person for being white. I also apologized for having a penis attached to my person.
I'm tired of these Republicans stealing things. That's why I always vote Democrat no matter what.
A person with darker skin and sugar and wearing two stems took the car. I do not know their pronouns, so I could not tell the police person.
That's because the white people's probably robbed that person first.
I am so sad that Governor Schmitzak lost the election. Now crime will definitely go up because they want to fund the police again. Next election I am going to vote Democrat even harder.
I tried with all my might to vote Democrat in this election. The next election I am going to fill out those ballots with even more energy than I did this election. At least John Fetterman won. That dude is smart. He is going to be president someday. He is such a great speaker. He even said the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles.
I can't wait until Michael Robertson Obama runs for president, though.
Michael Robertson Obama is such a nice lady. Whoever does not vote for they should be locked up in a FEMA camp. Even though FEMA camps do not exist.
Whoever thinks that FEMA camps exist are conspiracy theorists. Of course they will never exist. That's why they should go in there.
These Republicans need to do something about crime. That is why we all voted Democrat.
At least they extended it to $1,500 of things we can steal without getting in trouble. I need to get my four-finger discount. Republicans will stop us from being allowed to take anything we want from a store.
That is one thing I hate worse than Republicans. Cops. I cannot wait until they are defunded.
I know, Doc, it's that Green Jones again. That dude is a something ducker for real.
This dude is the one that should be locked up in a FEMA camp even though they do not exist.
This dude is even against me getting pregnant. He even voted against it.
Look. I do not care if you get pregnant. You are just not going to be able to have a baby. You do not have the right body parts.
That's what I'm talking about. You are so racist and genderist. Brandon made it legal for my girlfriend to get me pregnant anytime I want. You want to make it illegal for her to get me pregnant.
What did I tell you about you calling me the wrong pronoun? I have to tell you all the time I am a they/them. You keep calling me a she. How would you like it if I called you a he/him in front of everyone? When we get home I'm going to stick your ballsack in some Carolina Reaper sauce and make you lick it off yourself. That will teach you to call me a she/her.
Look, Malik, I am so sorry. I do not mean it. These Republicans like this broccoli person just make me so upset that I cannot even think. You are the best girlfriend I could ever have. Oh dear. I did it again. See, broccoli man, you make me upset my girlfriend. I love her very much and you make her very angry.
You are downright something, ducker. You done did vote everyone Republican.
I can help you find your car if you like. I am a superhero and have more tools than the police department.
Of course you would. You only would because he is white. No thank you. Shove it up your hole, puncher, busy.
I would rather walk naked 50 miles every day in a blizzard and have everyone laugh at my penis than have a Republican help me get my car back. You're something bucker for real.
Only Democrats know how to fix crime. No one trusts you or wants you around boo-boo because you bees is white. Get your racist fart hole down to Florida or Texas with all your other racists.
And genderists. Don't forget genderists. This dude does not want my girlfriend getting me pregnant because I'm white and I have a penis.
Crime in this city is non-existent. It is just a Republican talking point. No one is getting murdered anymore.
Again with the wrong pronouns. Bring that ball sack over here right now and I will squeeze you so hard you will sound more high-pitched than Cindy Lauper. Right, Mitch, don't you girlfriend me. I'm a they/them and you should know by now.
You do not realize that when you vote Democrat, they do not do anything for you. They know that 4 out of 10 people just vote Democrat forever. The more you vote for them, the less they will do for you because they know you will vote for them anyway.
You something, Dakota. I will vote Democrat in every election every single time. I don't care what Republicans offer.
I am black. I have to vote Democrat. They support black people.
Even Brandon said if you do not vote for him, then you ain't black. That dude is like Santa Claus. He knows who is black and who is not black.
But what about all the black people in the Republican Party? You vote against them to vote for the old white Democrat.
That is different. They care about black people. They want to make sure that black people do not go to jail.
If you do not arrest people who do crimes, you have a society that will be lawless.
We just want to see more black people in jail.
Ibiza is a complete racist. This Green Jones refuses to let me get my four-finger discount.
He wants to arrest my girlfriend for diddling children at the drag queen story time. How dare you call me the wrong brain out again? I'm going to make you eat my cumquat so hard you will never think of the word girlfriend ever again. You will always call me a they/them. I'm sorry I keep screwing up. These Republicans just make me so angry.
I do not care about any issues. I do whatever Brandon and Michael Robertson Obama says. You white people make elections harder than they need to be. I just don't worry about it and vote Democrat. Writing about political issues is just white people's ish. I don't need to be white. I just go vote Democrat every single time. I vote blue no matter who. Because we think the same way. Only Democrats would never steal an election.
Even if them stole an election, it is okay because it is the people we want in charge anyway. Republicans hate people. That's why I'm a communist. With communism, the 99% are poor and only the 1% have money.
How do you see that being fair?
Of course you do not understand it. You are too old and too white.
Unfortunately, this is the 40% of the population that votes. This is why we will have a one-world government and the globalists will kill off most of the population. Look at how they got everyone to wear scams and get gene therapies. They killed off a lot of the population with that. And the sheeple just complied.
I need to go to China Mart and have the person that pushes carts give me my next cup of gene therapy today. Malik, can I borrow your scam so I can wear it into China Mart? My scams were all on the rearview mirror and my Prius that got stolen. Even though it is a conspiracy theory, the crime exists. Not this time. You called me girlfriend. Now you can go into China Mart and have everyone laugh at you for being a Republican by not wearing a scam. Can you at least let me hold a tampon? It is my time of the month.
Anyway, we need to somehow get through to these millennials, the Gen Z kids, and all the Democrat voters who are willfully not educating themselves on purpose. Please listen to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on freedomizerradio.com. 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He educates the public on the latest in all the freedom-oriented news. You can even call in and talk to Proof. That is freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Don't be like these fools who are constantly voting for the demise of civilization.
It is you Republicans who are ruining everything. You want to fund police and keep people in jail.
And you are against me getting pregnant. If my girlfriend can get other people pregnant in a woman's prison, then she can get me pregnant. I'll show you, broccoli man. I will get pregnant in spite of you hating on me. Democrats are so loving and liberal.
We Democrats don't ever judge peoples. That is all you white people do is judge others. That's why I hate white peoples.
All right. I hope I didn't put you to sleep with that.
Oh, I'm doing my best. So. Oh.
Hope it was okay.
Yeah, it was
pretty
good.
I hope I didn't bore you.
Oh, no.
I know your favorite dude wasn't in there.
I know. I missed Wiretap. I love Wiretap. Oh.
Well, I didn't want to overwhelm you. That was he was in last week's episode, and you weren't here for it. I don't know if you saw it on your own.
I didn't. It's really just been it's just not been my favorite time. I've had better times in life. So it will get better.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you tell me that if you want to see last week's wiretap, we'll play it. If not, we'll move on to some other topics in the news.
Yeah, let's do that. Maybe we watch the videos later on in the show or something.
I'm letting you direct me here, so that's fine.
Okay. I like to actively talk. If I can actively talk about something, I can stay up. I was feeling pretty good earlier today when I said I could fill in tonight. And then I thought, I'm awfully hot for it to be 69 degrees in my apartment. Oh, okay. That's okay. Let me see. There's been some interesting things on Children's Health Defense.
Okay.
I haven't been keeping up with things as much as I normally do. I've kind of been, I watch Catfish. It's mindless TV. I know what's going on. I put it on. It's very, I don't have to think about it. It just kind of is on. And I guess it's my one trash TV guilty pleasure. But, I do watch it. Every once in a while I'll watch, I haven't watched Dale Bigtree in a while. The Real Anthony Fauci, the movie, came out.
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
No, I have not.
I did not realize. I knew he was a sadist. I knew he was a mass murderer. But, oh, my gosh, everything I learned was just so much. It was a very good movie. I don't know if it's still available online. But
one question came up with, did FTX fund Dr. Fraudy for anything over the last 3 years? And that's not in the movie because that's just something that just came out.
Right. Probably. I don't know. I think he'll probably die before they do Nuremberg trials. And he's spent his whole life dedicated to genocide. I mean, he's horrible, a lot of people are falling down dead now. I mean, he's a lot. I mean, he's, Except he's worse.
Go ahead.
He's worse.
But the only thing about this to me is that you still have Trump that does not want to admit that these gene therapies are killing people.
Well, no, because he bragged about them when they first came out,
And he can't – why is it that he can't say, look, I was wrong about this and Dr. Fraudy misguided me? There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there is nothing wrong with it. I just don't think he has the – he has too much pride to be able to do something like that.
But that's going to be a major issue with people, though, because I don't know if Ron DeSantis even wants to run. I know there's a ton of people begging him to run.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In a primary, if Rand Paul or...
I love
Ron DeSantis is running against him. I'm not pulling the Trump lever. But I think Mike Pence thinks he's running, and Liz Cheney thinks that she's running.
Oh, goodness.
So those are going to be laughing stocks. I don't know anybody that thinks that Pence would make a better president than Trump. I don't. I have never met that person.
No, I haven't either. Yeah, I would definitely vote for Rand or DeSantis.
Yeah,
easily. I like Rand Paul a lot.
Yeah, it's just too bad that he might be the best of the three candidates, in my opinion. But he I don't know why he doesn't have the name recognition. But I think he would make a decent president.
Yeah.
But I don't think either of them want to run if Trump's running.
Well, the thing is when you're running against him, he likes to call people names and belittle people. And I'm not a big fan of that. I mean, I have never been a fan, really much of a fan of his. He calls names, he belittles people. It's just not a good situation. And
so I have a Yolanda that messaged me earlier that I was going to reference.
Okay.
When I posted about Trump running in 2024, she said, "I like President Trump. I really hate candidate Trump."
That makes sense.
And I think that's the issue. Because you like the job that he does, you just don't want to hear all the mess leading up to the election.
Yeah, I think he's not a good person at all. I mean, but, you know, that's my opinion, and we're all entitled to our own opinions.
That he can run a country. I don't see any doubt about that. I'd rather have him running the country than what we have now.
Yeah, I mean, well, if anything, who we have right now really makes the biggest straw man argument of all times. I mean, it's just proof that, you know, he's not in charge. You know?
Yeah, with Trump, even though you know there are people behind the scenes that pull some strings, you kind of had that feeling that Trump had a little more power than the average president. With Brandon, it's so completely obvious that he doesn't run a thing. And what offends me, and I don't care how much you hate Trump, I have never once seen Trump say, "I want to go after people who voted Democrat, and I want to arrest them, and I want to make them enemies of the state."
Oh, my goodness.
Brandon did two speeches like that already.
Oh, no. Oh, that's awful.
I played one of them here. I don't know if you were on that day. I don't think so, but...
Probably not.
I played both of them, actually. There was one just a month ago that we played here that was about 25 minutes long, talking about how we need to... We need to get rid of the MAGA movement, and it's the MAGA people that are creating that are creating the issues in society. Yeah, he's been openly saying that we need to round these people up. And then everybody says he didn't say that, but it's on the video.
That's just awful.
So... is that what people want? That if you don't vote for the person in charge, you can get arrested like we're China now?
Well, 40%
of people are okay with that. Go ahead.
My in-laws, who are devoted Rachel Maddow loyalists, said to me, "So, Leslie, now that you don't vote with us anymore, what are your thoughts on racism and white supremacy?" And it took all I had not to come back with something smart, like a just absolute smart-ass remark. Like, oh, my robe, and, you know, I couldn't get a stain out, so I sent my robe and hood to the dry cleaners or something ridiculous like that. But I didn't. I said, you know, your son, I just thought he was beautiful. I didn't care where you came from. I didn't care where, you know, his father came from. I just thought he was really pretty. Mm-hmm. And that seemed to quiet her, but they seem to think that if you don't vote Democrat, that you are a flaming racist. And even in, probably I shouldn't be talking about this, but even in some things that we're going, yeah, I probably shouldn't be talking about it, but basically, I think that if somebody's trying to paint someone as a racist, maybe they should look at that one person's last two decades and go, oh, yeah, this person's had some kids with this guy, so she's, if that's the new racism, I am confused. But, yeah, I don't see how you vote is racist. I do see the policies put forward by Biden regarding crack as being racist because, you know, crack is just baking soda with cocaine, and it targets very low-income people, which is extremely racist because that targets the black community.
Well, and don't forget the dude that said if that you shouldn't need IDs as a to vote because it's because black people can't afford to get ID.
Hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't sound racist.
Sometimes though, it's the people that need the public transportation, which is usually you're going to find in the inner cities and the systemic poverty. It's very racist. I don't know. I not everybody has access to their ID. I just had to show my voter ID that I have when I voted. Probably not making a whole lot of sense. I'm a little struggling with the fever today.
Well, that makes sense.
I feel like that Saturday Night Live skit. I've got the fever and I need more cowbell.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a really interesting article you sent about Moderna and Pfizer to launch studies. You know they're going to say, oh, no, we don't see any connection. Oh, no, because it's like letting the fox guard the hen house.
See, I thought that originally, but then I thought to myself that there is talk about investigations, and maybe I'm not saying they will throw the whole study out there, but they might say that it's just enough to not have any further lawsuits. So they might say that there's a chance, but they're not going to say that it's common.
Right.
But
right.
I think they're going to give you just enough to for them to avoid lawsuits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not going to say they're clean. That's where I'm going here. They're gonna tell you that they stink. They're just not going to tell you about how much they stink.
They'll say, oh, yeah, well, you know, we found that it does cause it, but it's rare.
Uh-huh. Maybe a little more than rare. They don't want to make the lie too much. But it'll say, yeah, there's a chance. But they're not gonna tell you that it's one out of four people. They might tell you it's one out of 40, but not whatever it is. It's not gonna be good. But they're gonna expose about 10% of what they do.
I still know people. They're posting photos of their kids getting shot 2 or 3, and I'm thinking, okay, well, this sucks. I'm sorry. Do you want me to give you, the information to bears now? How about I send you the protocol for what to do when your child dies immediately after a, a V?
There was a poster of a 4-year-old that got gene therapies.
Huh?
There was a poster of a 4-year-old that got gene therapies talking about how he got his gene therapy, and so should your kids. That 4-year-old died.
Yeah, of course. People using their own children, like, oh, look, I made my kid get it, my kid's fine. Meanwhile, we don't know if the kid's fine. Is the kid going to be able to have kids? Is the kid going to die before their 20th birthday? I mean, it's all a lot of speculation, and we just don't know. It's a whole lot of we just don't know. And right now there are parents, and this has been going on for a very long time, but there are parents that are suddenly, that are divorcing. And one of the parents is consenting of experimental surgery. And surgery
right.
is anything that pierces the skin. That also includes the V word. And they're trying to strong arm so that they can get the kids V-worded because the state is going to be on their side.
Yeah, if there's an issue or one parent is against and one person is for, they're gonna side with the parent that's for it.
You can cause problems with CPS, the parent that's against.
Well, whether it's for gene therapies or they want to turn their kids into the other gender, they'll side with the whatever parent is for because it's trendy and liberal.
Yes, and I'm looking at my judge going, okay, well, but I don't know about her because I don't know. I should probably keep quiet. You know what I've noticed? Those that got the experiment, there's a segment of the population that went along with the experiment, and they're having some really horrible side effects. We're talking like clinging to death, and yet they line up when the next one comes around.
J.P. Sears on one of his videos called it the product. So maybe we'll call it the product. I call it gene therapy because I don't like to lie to people, but we can call it the product.
You know, it's a pretty awful thing. Yeah, it is. It's you know what? It's not therapeutic in any way. That's the problem. It's damaging.
Yeah, for centuries, vitamin C helped protect against colds, but now all of a sudden it doesn't because there's this gene therapy on the block. Yeah, I'm not interested. And I still, to this day, have not gotten a gene therapy. And now they're trying to sell the gene therapy with getting your flu shot. So,
well, there you go.
So who knows? Maybe there's mRNA in the flu shot, or maybe they're combining them. I don't know.
It's just horrible. I very close friend of mine was sitting next to a relative of hers, and he's a bit taller than she is, and he had just been juiced in one of his arms. In the arm that was close to her.
Oh, he got the product.
She had a radiation burn on her face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, after being around that radiation arm.
No, but people are saying that if you don't die within a month, then it might take 9 or 10 months for that for the product to eventually be part of your demise.
Yeah.
So the G20 panel is calling for a global digital health certificate by the World Health Organization that will track your gene therapy status.
Mm.
And that will be in line with what's called a social credit score.
Right.
Because nowadays, they might be phasing out the FICO credit score as we know it, because there's not going to be people, it's certainly going to be harder and harder to be able to sell a house.
Right, right.
So if they can, instead of having the physical down payment, now you can have the social down payment. So maybe you can get a loan on the $600,000 house making $12 an hour because your social credit score is at an 800. So you might not have the money and you only make $12 an hour, but now you can get this house because you're up to date on your gene therapies and you constantly wear scams and you have no problem putting another product in your body.
Those people are going to die soon enough. And I don't mean that in anything harsh. It's just that's what's going to happen. This is what I saw, and
well,
it's happening.
You might not die, but you're at the very least, you could live. But if you're getting a loan for an $800,000 house making $12 an hour, you're not going to live there very long.
Right, right.
But that's in the works. They think that they can turn America into China.
Well, China may not even stay China. Who knows?
Well, everything we're doing has been modeled by China. They want people to really not make friends with each other anymore. They want robots.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Robots obey, just like the 4 out of 10 Democrat voters.
That's
what they want. They're robots. They will vote for the same thing, and they're willfully ignorant, and they pay attention to whatever the current thing is. And I said earlier last week that I don't think people should be allowed to wear scams into a voting booth because a scam is a Democrat political symbol.
Yes. Right. You know, it just never ceases to amaze me how often, I still see people with those things on. And I'm thinking, I don't know why you're doing that. Why are you wearing this? But if they absolutely want to, they absolutely want to. I mean, more power to them.
I just think it's sad that you see a lot of the 18 to 21-year-olds that love their scams.
Oh, that breaks my heart. It really, really, really does.
Are we going to be looking at these people in 12 to 15 years and they're still wearing their scams?
Probably, if they're still alive. I mean, that's the thing you have to understand, is they may not be around. And that's really sad, you know? They may not be around very long.
Well, I don't know if it's because of potential nuclear war or if it's because they'll get their products inside their bodies.
But I am hopeful, though, that this FTX stuff and the money laundering, that all of that pushes a stop to this world war talk.
I sure do hope so, because, you know, I don't like the idea of all of this world war talk. You know, people seem so giddy and so jolly about it, but there's nothing joyous about war. War is war, and it's horrible. And, you know, I think it's irresponsible. I enjoyed the years we had without war. That was nice. Not have to deal with...
Yeah, but I think the last couple of generations, they've seen us have war in Iraq and war in Libya and all these other nations, and they didn't feel it.
You know,
so if they got drafted or if there was a war in the United States, I think they would flip real quick. But now they'd be so weak and feminized that they wouldn't really be much help.
Well, yeah, I guess this generation really hasn't watched the spoils of war or been around the spoils of war, and they're very lucky for that.
But I promise you, if they try to draft people to go to war, that'll make people really think about voting for Democrat real quick.
Yeah,
that might be a moment where people say, well, maybe I shouldn't vote Democrat.
Well, one would hope. You know, there's a lot of people that myself included. You know, I went up to the polls.
You voted for Robert Francis.
For prison. Yeah, I voted for a rhino. I voted for an old man that he's not an old man. I just voted for a guy that doesn't do a damn thing in the state anymore.
I don't even know how old he is.
You know what? He's old enough to retire. Tell you what. He's so bought, and it's just unreachable, and just not a fan of that.
He does just enough to keep his job.
Exactly. And this
Texas,
keep getting
I, like I said before, most states would rather have him than their own governor.
Okay, well, he can move there.
I'll trade you.
I mean, if they're not doing a good job, they'll get voted out here.
Maybe you guys can have shit sack. We can have shit sack and Squishy Joe. I don't care.
I think we need a governor that is a little more proactive than what he's doing. I'm not a big fan of this guy.
Well, like I said, you can have the New Mexico governor if you want.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I'll stick with my Texas governor. I'll stay here for the rest of my life, right here.
You sure you don't want to go to California?
No. No, thank you. I loved it. I loved it. It was absolutely where I lived. It was absolutely gorgeous.
I bet you if you try to rent a U-Haul, they'll probably pay you to drive the U-Haul back here.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't know how they keep bringing the U-Hauls back to California. I don't know how much they have to pay somebody to round up the U-Hauls and just bring over 10 at a time.
Well, if they're paying people to drive U-Hauls back, I should probably apply for that because I need a job.
Hey, if you're actually looking for a day job, get with me later. I'll see if I can help you where I'm at.
Okay, I most certainly will. Yeah, I've got a friend of mine helping me put together my resume, too. So, you know, I've got to get serious, and there's so many things I've got to get serious on, and just wondering why I was dragging today, but I think coming down with something is a good reason. But I did take some ivermectin earlier, and my fever's gone. So
okay.
I'm going to embrace that.
I'm really big on the vitamin C. I drink the Trace Minerals brand every day.
I have some of that.
My favorite flavor is guava passion fruit.
Hey, mine too. And I have some tea. I should probably be drinking some hot tea too. I just made some popcorn.
I'm actually drinking a passion fruit white tea as we speak.
You know what? I may drink some of this Puka elderberry echinacea. Or
okay.
Do I want to go for the... Yeah, I do. I want to do this elderberry echinacea.
Okay.
That sounds like a good plan. That's really good. I think I'll put some...
So one of the things that was in the Nevada election, and I think it failed, is that they wanted to bring that ranked choice voting here, where you could vote on your third favorite candidate, which I don't quite understand. I just think if you're voting in an election for something as serious as governor, there is no second and third choice. I don't know anybody that said, I want Squishy Joe as my first choice, but you could make Shitsack my second choice. And then the second choice gets a half a vote. So if you get enough half votes, I guess you could win.
Well,
I'm just not a fan.
Isn't that how California does it?
No, Alaska's the only other one that's doing it.
Well,
What?
I'm thinking about that. If you're voting for your first, second, and third, I'm thinking, you know, how do you do that? Would they have to be of the same party? I mean, what would you do, you know?
No, that's the way it works, so... It doesn't have to be. Well, if it's in a primary, I guess you vote for the same party. But in a general election, you could vote for Squishy Joe first, and then Governor Shitsack would get the second, and then Governor Shitsack would get a half a vote.
Boy, that's got to be the worst nickname in the world, Squishy Joe.
Well, I called him that. Because he's not a true Republican. He's just somebody that you could tell him what to do and he does it. He's an order taker.
Oh, okay.
So spineless is another word.
Okay. That works.
So Squishy Joe, at least Brandon has his name Brandon so they don't get confused.
Oh, okay.
But going back to Arizona, that's a big question a lot of people have, because in Arizona, 17% of registered Democrats voted in the primary, or not the primary, but last week. So if 17% of registered Democrats voted, how does every Democrat win?
That's a good point.
Especially with the popularity of one particular candidate that was probably going to feed everybody else.
Well, I mean, we both know that elections are not fair.
Well, the election is fair. The way they count the votes and the way they block people from voting, that part's not fair, but...
No, it's not. It's absolutely not fair at all.
But there's something that happened, though, this time around, in that people heard that they might mess with the vote totals before the election day, so they were going to vote on the day of the election instead of early voting.
Oh,
so Democrats like to get their votes out of the way. Republicans did not trust the system, so they were told it was a good idea to vote in person.
Oh,
and
so then it was shut down.
Yeah.
Okay, I see that.
So this time around, you would have been better off doing early voting.
You know, I live half a mile from downtown Dallas, from the courthouse. So, you know, I went down there, and
okay.
I gave myself a hard time for not walking when I could have walked because I drove. And I voted in downtown early.
Okay.
Voted for a Democratic governor. However, I voted for, a Republican governor, Democratic DA. I just kind of went all over the place.
Well, that's how you're supposed to do it in most elections. You're not just supposed to blindly... vote
exactly.
Party ticket down the line, but this time around, I think I voted for one Democrat just to do it, but that was way down. I don't even know what it wasn't anything. It might have been something local, but I knew who the Republican candidate was, and I just didn't like them.
You know, and that's
and
how
I'm not going to give somebody a vote just because they're a party. So
right.
I had to do that on purpose.
Right. And, you know, I'm the same way. I couldn't, you know, I happen to really, I'm a fan of the DA. I agree with some of the things the DA does. In our city, the DA will, for example, if you have a drug or an alcohol charge in the city, and of course, no one dies or something like that, they'll send you to treatment. Okay, I'm good with that because, you know, going to jail serves no one, especially not the one here anyway. So,
especially
you know.
If you have child support payments and then you're in jail for a month and you lose your job and now you're not making child support payments, so now you're going to get arrested for that.
But you're better off going to rehab, which I absolutely agree with. Excuse me. I tried to breathe popcorn. Don't do that.
So a job is more likely to accept the fact that you're going to rehab than they would if you went to jail for 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, you know, you go to jail for 3 months, you get out, you're going to have to be a criminal to survive. Because there's no recovering from that. There's no recovering from that, you know? some of my friends, oh my gosh, you know, they're looking at some really hard situations in life because, you know, they got arrested for something that should not have been a felony anyway. They lose their good job, they lose their apartment, and it just makes people more determined to, it makes it harder to stay up, you know? It's a really corrupt system. One of the biggest reasons I'm not a big fan of our governor is because he's been completely bought by the private prison industry. They make a ridiculous amount of money because our governor says, okay. Yet I still voted for him because I will never vote for somebody that is so callous to other people's human lives to almost kill them because he hit their car. And that one's personal for me. But we know that.
All right, so what's next here?
Elderberry tea? I'm in my kitchen, so you're hearing kitchen sounds. My kitchen, my living room, and almost my bedroom are all in the same room. Cute little place. It's downtown. You know, I really lucked out here. The apartment, they have smart meters, but the smart meters are downstairs in the parking garage under a lot of concrete. So there's layers and layers and layers of concrete between the apartment and the smart meters. And I think that's really nice. I'm a fan of that. So, we'll see how well this elderberry works on whatever's going on with me today. My fever's gone. I took ivermectin, and all of a sudden, it's just, boof, gone. So, what else is going on in the election?
I think the election world is, I'm kind of done with it because I don't know how to, I don't know how to fix this.
You know, it's gonna fix itself. Give it a little bit of time. Give it a little bit of time. Just give it a little bit of time because things are about to shift in the other direction. A lot of people that used to vote Democrat couldn't do it anymore because it is too polarized. You know, the vote with us or else was a little harsh for some people.
So when do you see or I just don't know what it is that's going to wake up enough people. I just feel like something will happen in 2023 that will finally wake people up, but I feel like I'm dreaming about that because
I just think that we're so close to just having everybody wake up. It's we're just not there.
We're about to watch a lot of people die off.
You think that's it, when people just massively start dying off next year?
They kind of already are, if you just Google died suddenly.
Yeah, but that's not enough. That's not waking up enough people.
It's on its way. It's on its way.
But I don't think that's the part that wakes people up.
Well, that's the part that puts the people that don't want to wake up. It's the part that puts them to sleep.
So you saw that the comedian Gallagher passed away, right?
Oh. Well,
you remember him?
Yeah, I remember him. He smashed a lot of watermelons.
Yeah, he was 76 years old, and he didn't die from gene therapies. He said he was in hospice for a while, I guess. He hasn't been feeling good for years.
You know, maybe if he would have been smashing coconuts instead of smashing watermelons, it might have been a little different. Watermelon, coconut juice or coconut water is compatible with your body, and you can use it as an electrolyte to rehydrate your body through an IV. Could have been a good thing for Mr. Gallagher.
What if he was smashing pumpkins?
Then he should have stuck with Gish in Siamese Dream.
All right, so let's see, what else is there? I'm trying not to play clips, and I'm so used to playing a lot of clips now, so I
play clips. We're like bumping into the last hour almost, so clips are fine.
Yeah.
Clips are absolutely fine. Yeah.
So you want that broccoli man that you missed last week?
Yes, I do.
All right. We'll do that. Trust me, there's a lot to talk about. It's just normally I play clips here and there, so
I know.
All right. All right, so we can this one's called Future Election Meddling.
For some reason it my computer. I think I might have a computer virus. God, I can feel the fever again. There we go. All right. So I've got it pulled up.
All right.
Okay.
So I'll count down. All right,
okay.
So
I see it's wired down.
All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. You are being over-detained, sir. We have evidence that you have been meddling in the next president election after this one.
Election meddling for not even the midterms or the next general election. But the one after that? How is that possible?
You are not going to backsass me today, little busy. You have done did been caught with my eyes, sir. Just fear that I am going to be forced to frog march you into globalist lair.
You are a joke. I actually want to hear this. How am I election meddling for an election that is for two presidents from now? You mean how like Democrats in Georgia lied about there being a water leak so they kicked out all the Republican poll watchers? Then they took ballots out of a suitcase and pushed them 3 or 4 times into the counting machine so Brandon would have extra votes. They were all just printed off thousands of times for Brandon and no other candidate. You mean like that?
Stop tattling on us, green dude. We need to secure this election so we can get full-blown communism in if something ducker. Then we can put you useless dolts and the hard Republican voters into the boxcars and take them to the FEMA camps. That do not exist and definitely will never exist.
I am waiting, wiretap. Please tell me how I am meddling with an election that is not taking place for another 6 years.
Well, for starters, green dude. You just donated a $10 Federal Reserve note to the Republican Super PAC committee. That funding should be explicitly used to support whomever George Soros and Bill Gates direct you to vote for. You dumb diddly ding dong did not donate a fund to the Democrat Party.
Last I checked, we still have the freedom in America to donate to whatever campaigns I wish.
Wrong choice of words, says green dude. You need to help support Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. Instead you are supporting MAGA. Did you not see Brandon's speeches? He even stated on the national smell-o-vision that you something that cares will be dealt with severely if you do not vote Democrat.
I do not support presidents who like to threaten most of America. I also require presidents to help make my life better. Plus, my choice for president, or any office, is always the one who does not diddle children.
That tears it, green dude. You need to treat us minor attracted persons as if we are royalty. Just for that unnecessary outburst, green dude, I am going to be forced to run my hands down your long flowing mane. You are trying to help the Republicans win the next several elections. That makes you an extreme terrorist threat. We need to help globalists set up a one world government. We cannot have the 99% having the freedoms to do what they want. We need to get everyone's microchips and eventually euthanize the population. You keep trying to thwart our efforts. You need to support John Fetterwoman, sir. You diddly ding dong dum did support Dr. Oz. You something ducker for real.
I will never allow the 1% to take over and destroy the world.
Don't worry, green dude. You will allow the 1% to take over and destroy the world. That is destroy your world, sir. Our world go just swimmingly if we can simply eradicate you dolts.
You need to stop using dead people for elections. We already know you use dead people to cover however many votes you need so you can take part in voter fraud. We know all your cheating tricks. We all know you all need to get that fetter woman to win so you can get that communist vote.
So what, green dude? No one bloody cares. Those lemmings do not care about voter fraud. They're happy crime is down.
Are you serious? Crime is way up. The poll you are quoting said they are not using the top 100 cities in that study. It is a facty that not putting criminals in jail and promoting crime is causing crime to spike way up.
Do you know what is going way up? My monkey. If you want, I can release you from my custody of you and we can do the curly shuffle. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do like they do on the Discovery Channel. Here we go now. We can get in my 1993 Geo Metro and park in the Chick-fil-A parking lot since today is Sunday.
That's going to always be a no from me, dog.
That's finna be a yes for me, dog. You turn me down more than General Mills turns us down for selling blueberry and Count Chocula in the springtime.
Look, I have crime to fight. Can I please just go catch a child predator without you bothering me?
Look, football head, you will allow us to steal the Brazil election. Then you will let us steal the Pennsylvania election so we can fast-track our communism here. You fuss budgets and dolts will all go with our agenda or we will shut your microchips off and place you in the FEMA camps. That do not exist.
You keep talking about inflation. That is just a Republican dog whistle for racism. You do not like being called a racist, do you? It is a fact that gas was more expensive under Trump than with Brandon. Now you are spreading racism when you say the word inflation.
Hey, you simpleton. The price of gas when Trump was in power in January 20th, 21, and the price was $2.07, and now it is $5.34 here. It is more than double now.
Yes, but that was under Trump. You don't want Trump really in power, do you? Besides, you are only saying the word inflation because black people and Latinos have never heard of the word inflation before. It is just a term for you white people. Minorities do not know or even care about inflation costs. They will just get their welfare and food stamps. Stop trying to take food stamps away from those poor minorities. And you keep killing grandma by not putting that bloody scam on that face.
That is exactly why there is a red tsunami this year. People are done being lied to and fed propaganda.
That was the final straw, green dude. Now I am placing you in my handcuffs. You are now under arrest. PayPal will be finning you $2,500.00 right this instant for disinformation. And with that, I will need to retrieve those dungarees, sir. I also need said dungaroos as well. I am going to have to search that junk and that monkey. You might be hiding a bazooka, machine gun, a hand grenade, or some baby formula inside your junk.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Yeah, that will be happening. Though I need to put my peanut butter in your chocolate and create a peanut butter cup, green dude.
Hey everyone. I am going to have to cut this short. I am going to have to handle business with the wiretap. I may even have to arrest him for being a child predator.
I will be arresting you for beating a something like a buskill and a biznitch. He is going against trans rights.
I will never support child trafficking. Please support our message by not voting Democrats until they come correct on American freedom. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Listen to freedomizerradio.com, and he is on 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Keep up to date with fighting the one world government. Help promote freedom and share about the Proof Negative radio show.
You 99% adults will bow down and listen to us 1% test. You'll only touch the records that I say. You will get your gene therapies on your microchips. When we tell you to go to the FEMA camps. Even though they will never ever exist.
Quit gaslighting the public. You will never be able to put everyone in those FEMA camps.
Alright, hope you like that.
I love the song reference.
Which one?
The one we do it like we do on the Discovery Channel.
Oh,
I haven't thought of that song in a long time.
I don't know if you meant that or the Curly Shuffle.
I heard that too. But that was just funny. These are my favorites. I love these.
Yeah, you might be the only one ever that somebody asked what's your favorite cartoon and you would say Broccoli Man.
I love, you know, Broccoli Man and Wiretap. I love the two. Wiretap's just always trying to get in Broccoli Man's, I guess, in his stalk. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Trying to get in his broccoli stalk. Yeah. I just think that's hilarious. So, you know.
So, another congressional race was counted today, finally. And the Democrat beat the Republican by one vote. Isn't that special?
Wow. One vote.
Yeah, so Democrat Maxine Mosley defeated Republican Larry Gagne in the 16th House District by a final vote of 1799 to 1798. Before the recount, Gagne was winning, the Republican was winning 1820 to 1797. So somehow he lost 22 votes and gave them to the Democrat.
Corruption.
It always works like that, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, total shocker.
Yeah. There's a new documentary called Science for Hire. To look at the dark side of the scientific, pharma, and military industrial complexes. You can find it on The Defender, the Children's Health Defense News and Views. Seems to be a really good film. I'll probably watch this if I can't sleep tonight. So,
so Chuck Schumer today said it's very important that the Senate Republicans start to make it a one-party system. To make it a one-party system. Because the one thing Mitch McConnell loves is he doesn't mind losing because as long as there's no one there that doesn't listen to him, he'd rather lose than have the loyalty than win.
Right.
Well, once you've been in there for so long and you have so much money getting funneled into you, then winning doesn't matter. It's more important that you make your money, which has put the whole country at a very disadvantage because if you're in Senate for the wrong reasons, that's what happens.
Well, they all get in and they all make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Dark money.
So Amazon is laying off a ton of people.
Oh, my goodness. Why? It's right before Christmas.
Yeah, well, the economy's not doing as well.
Oh, yeah. People got to put gas in their cars. People got to make important decisions. Do I buy this thing that I didn't really need, or do I put food on the table and gas in my car?
Well, and the thing is that people are buying stuff from Amazon, but they might be buying groceries on Amazon now. Because if they're not paying to drive someplace, then they can have their groceries delivered, but they're not buying the extras.
Exactly. I know that the grocery delivery has been a saving grace for me. That's the only reason why I have an Amazon account, for the grocery delivery.
there's a lot of people where I live right here. There's a lot of kids that work from home, and I say kids because I'm definitely one of the oldest people here. And I like that. I like the kids here. A lot of them work from home. Or they work walking distance. And that's nice.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've actually driven my own car. My car just sits in the driveway because I work at home. And
right.
Then on the weekends, we use my wife's car.
Well, she's got the convertible.
No, I have the convertible.
Oh, I'm...
My car's like 22 years old.
Yeah. But isn't it fun to drive?
I'll be honest, I'm not a fan of the car.
Really?
Yeah.
I would be thankful for it.
I don't know what it is. I've driven the car, and it just doesn't feel like me. I thought it would be.
Well...
So my nephew will take it in January when he gets his driver's license, hopefully.
Oh, how fun. That seems like a really fun first car.
Yeah.
Heck, it seems
well,
like
it has less than 50,000 miles on it, so it's not that bad of a used car. It just, you know, sometimes when you drive a car and you're like, this doesn't feel like me, that's just how I feel with the car.
You know, we had an SUV like that, and I couldn't stand it. I didn't like it. It was a Buick Enclave, and those are really nice. Those are really, really nice car, nice SUVs. But I couldn't stand it because I didn't like it. I drive a little.
It's just for me, and I know it's a convertible, but the car just seems too small for me for some reason.
Well,
and Chrysler Sebrangs aren't exactly tiny, but they're not big, and I want a normal-sized car, and that just seems kind of small.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's just weird. I bought a car, and then I after owning it for a while, it's like I just don't feel like this is my car.
I would be the opposite. I would be like, where am I driving in this convertible today? I would be like, oh, goodness, this is fun.
Yeah, I wish I thought like that.
But, you know, I'm 5'2".
Yeah, I'm 6'1", and the car just feels a little small.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense. You know, that's probably why I didn't like driving I don't like driving massive, huge vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't mind. I don't mind driving a big car.
I wanted a Sentra. A small, no frills, little car that I can zip around in. But like I said, I'm 5'2". So, you know, it worked for me. So...
Sorry, instead of reading articles, I'm looking here and I'm just declining stuff. Oh, here's one I want to talk about.
Okay.
I'm going to send you the link real quick.
Okay.
So the guy that created the Ocular, the virtual reality headsets, he says that he's invented a headset that kills users in real life if you die in the game.
I think that's taking it a little too far. Just saying.
Yeah, well, I wonder how many people are going to play these games.
That just seems a little excessive right there.
Yeah, well, the game is called Nerve Gear.
Oh, man. Destroying the brain of the user. Oh, I think they've been destroying the brain for a long time with their AirPods and...
See, I always wondered if they would create, like, a sporting game, like if you played in a boxing game and if you lost, you felt like you were hurt.
Oh, that's awful.
Or if you ran a race, like you ran a 200-meter race in a game, that you would feel tired.
Hmm.
But I didn't expect anyone to come up with this. So you wouldn't have any temptation to play this?
No. Not even a little bit. It has the opportunity for glitches. And you know what? It just seems like a painful death.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know the game. I haven't seen it, but would you know if your energy got to like 20% that you just shut it off?
Sounds like a good idea.
And maybe you just go take a nap and you get your strength back and you don't touch the game?
I just wouldn't play. I would be like, no, thank you. I would definitely be like, no thanks.
But you know, there would be a ton of Generation Z people that couldn't wait to try this.
Well, I mean, it would be high key slay and whatever. There was.
There will be fools that think they could beat the game.
Yes.
I think that might borderline be funny.
Yeah.
Only if they're wearing two scams while they're playing and you know that you're getting rid of Democrats.
Oh, this fever isn't chilling out.
I've said everything I thought about saying today, so if you want us to sign off, I could try again tomorrow.
I'm so sorry. Every time I'm on, it seems like we have to sign off early. And it seems like lately it's been... You know, I'm feeling okay and everything is okay early on, and then it gets later in the night, and then, like, tonight, I haven't had fever in forever. So tomorrow, I'm going to be doing a vitamin D hammer and see what happens from there.
What's the weather like out there right now? Well, not in a second, but tomorrow. Was it going to be somewhat warm?
You know what? I think I have an appointment tomorrow that I need to go to. Let me see. I'm looking it up on weather.com.
All right.
Well, if it'll get to my local. It's 38 today. Um,
all of a sudden,
I was
really
worried about
really
tomorrow.
It's going to get up to about 50 tomorrow.
Okay.
It's raining today. It's pretty awful. And then it's going to get maybe mid-50s on Thursday. I it'll probably get around 60, but it's that time of year where it may be 80 one day and then it just, it's freezing the next. So, you know. Anyway.
All right, well, if you want me to leave, I'll
Okay, you know, I was kind of doing good earlier today. This just kind of came out of nowhere, which I think that's what these things do. You know, I think I'm going to try and go to bed as soon as possible. I think that sounds like a good idea. Do some Alka-Seltzer Gold or something.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on. And I can't wait to finish a whole show at some point soon.
Okay.
Life goals.
All right. I'm just getting the outro ready here. So I'll shut it down.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. So thank you, Leslie. All right, I'll go ahead and close it down here. So do I have any clips I can – nothing that's 45 minutes, I guess. Let me see if there's anything I can play for some people that might be around for a while. We got Brandon's speech if I really want it. I don't want it that badly. Oh. That's cool. We'll do J.P. Sears on the way out. All right. Good night, everyone.
I am offended that our children are not receiving affordable gender reassignment surgery along with hormone blockers and access to abortion.
Whoa. More on this guy later, but first, here's Disney executive producer LaToya Raveneau.
Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. And
that's right. Disney has quite the sexual agenda with your children. Is it wrong to have any kind of sexual agenda with children? Well, if you're a pedophile, the answer is no. We'll have the full report tonight on how Governor Ron DeSantis is protecting children and the rights of parents, and how Disney is trying to do the opposite in the name of inclusivity. Where do we begin? The nation's number one governor, who has no respect for the rights of pedophiles, apparently, signed the Parental Rights in Education Bill into law. It prevents teachers and educators from sexualizing children, grooming children, and influencing them with any kind of sexual discussion. This created outrage on the left. Shocker, it is so unlike them to get outraged about anything. As the Babylon Bee reports, teachers who insist they're not teaching your kid about sex also weirdly outraged by ban on teaching your kid about sex. So of course, in response to Governor DeSantis signing the Parental Rights in Education Bill into law, we the media, who have a 100% accurate track record in reporting, started a smear campaign about the bill, deeming it the Don't Say Gay Bill. Because of course, Florida is trying to prevent the inclusivity of gay and trans people into society. Right? Well, yes, that's what our narrative says. But what the truth says, which is becoming a very suspicious conspiracy theory at this point, is that the Parental Rights in Education Bill prevents educators from discussing any kind of sexuality with children, K through third grade. Gay, straight, trans, any of it. Turns out, don't say gay is not in the bill. Anywhere. The left termed the bill Don't Say Gay in order to smear it. In the radical right concept called reality, it's more of a don't you dare sexualize my child, you pedophile motherfucker kind of bill. But Governor DeSantis hates gay people. Well, of course he does. And here's social commentator Dave Rubin, a gay man, speaking of his experience having dinner with Governor DeSantis.
Let me just tell you something about Ron DeSantis. I actually, I'm not saying this to brag, but I've met him a couple times now since I've been in Florida. I was an enemy of the state in California, and now I've hung out with the governor a few times. I actually had dinner with him and a few other people last week. And the word gay was said at the table. It was. And the first lady wished me well, because we're having kids.
There you have it. Governor DeSantis clearly hates gay people. And after signing the bill, there's this.
I don't care what corporate media outlets say. I don't care what Hollywood says. I don't care what big corporations say. Here I stand. I'm not backing down.
This does not sit well with Disney's sexual agenda for your children. Let's take a look at video footage of Disney executives that was leaked out and obtained by Chris Rufo, so you can hear it directly from the child licking horse's mouth.
I was just, wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like, the, if you see anything queer in the show, I'm proud of them. But, like, I just was like, no one would stop me.
And here's Disney corporate president, Carrie Burr.
We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, and yet we don't have enough leads.
Did she say LGBTQIA? Those new letters seem important. Could we get another G added to that? As a ginger man, I don't feel represented every time anyone says anything, and I don't like it. And here's Disney production coordinator, Alan March.
I've had the privilege of working with the Moon Girl team for the last 2 years, and they've been really open to exploring queer stories. And
children need to be exposed to all forms of eroticism, not just none. And here's Disney's diversity and inclusivity manager, Vivian Ware. Sounds like she's the one that really moves the needle forward on business, doesn't it? Take a look.
We no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Yeah. Instead of using language that accurately describes reality, it's better to use a hallucinatory-based language that creates a mental fog so your children can't see the North Star of what's called reality. Come visit Disney's Marxist theme parks today. And for good measure, just because it's special, here's Disney executive producer LaToya Raveneau one more time.
Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda, not at all secret gay agenda.
Secret gay agenda.
Well, it's definitely not a secret anymore now that your footage got leaked out. But is Disney propagating a social incentive structure which offers children a sense of attention, safety, significance, and belonging, which lures them into believing that they are something they're not? No, of course not. They're doing this to children to be inclusive because that's a nice thing to do. And that's a good thing, right? Absolutely. And you know how pedophiles who lure a child down the basement might say, I was just giving them ice cream to be nice. And one could say, well, the road to hell is paved with child molester intentions. And Disney is laying the asphalt and driving the steamroller right over your child. But we won't say that because that part of reality is not part of our narrative. Oh, and by the way, here is a person that represents the exact same agenda that Disney does and is trying to push onto your children.
I am offended that our children are not receiving affordable gender reassignment surgery along with hormone blockers. And access to abortions alone is a threat to our democracy.
Is this set of values the North Star that you want affecting your children and guiding them? Or is it propaganda that infects degenerated minds that you want to protect your children from? I don't know. You be the judge. Cancel my Disney Plus subscription and sell all my Disney stock. Sweetheart, we're never taking the kids to Disneyland again. Ever. And we're back. As the left has a very real agenda to normalize pedophilia, you can check out this video in the link below, and Disney is now inclusively including itself in that agenda, what can you do? Well, The Daily Wire, which is not inclusive to sexualizing children at all, has just acquired children's program, The Tuttle Twins, and has said they'll be investing $100 million into children's entertainment that is healthy for them and preserves their innocence. So, family-centered organizations like them are giving you as a parent alternatives if you decide sexual indoctrination is not right for your children. He's my favorite scientist. That's it for tonight's special report on Disney grooming children. What's next? Will Disney hire Subway Jared to be their new greeter at theme parks? That would be inclusive. Will they hire Ghislaine Maxwell to be their new children's inclusivity content coordinator? And will Disney have alongside Mickey Mouse someone in a big cartoon-like Jeffrey Epstein costume to help spread the good word of their sexual agenda for children? We'll see. Good night. Hi. Censorship is the opposite of connection, and for me, it's very important to be connected with you, my beautiful freedom-loving audience. So if you want to ensure you and I stay connected in the face of growing censorship, love to have you join my email list. Hit up awakenwithjp.com/join me, and I'll see you on the inside, and we'll stay connected. Hi, I like things that taste good, and I'm all about things that improve my energy and health, which means I love things that taste good and improve my energy and health. That's why I want to thank the sponsor of today's video, Cacao Bliss by Earth Echo Foods. JP, is it a delicious dessert or is it a vibrant health supplement? Well, it's both. How is it both, JP? It's a great question. Cacao Bliss is made from 100% raw ceremonial grade cacao. And it contains 4 superfoods, turmeric, Lucuma, and MCT oil. It contains no added sugar, yet it's sweetened with monk fruit extract, which makes it a beautiful, tasty treat that does delightful things to your health and energy. I turn to Cacao Bliss for 2 different reasons. One is, when I want a little pick-me-up in my energy that won't leave me crashing, Cacao Bliss. The other is, when I want a sense of tasty, chocolatey goodness that won't turn me into a stupid idiot with blood sugar drops, Cacao Bliss. I love Cacao Bliss simply mixed in hot water or in my coffee, smoothies, or with nut milk. And my intuition is telling me that if you care about good health and energy and love things that taste good, you'll love Cacao Bliss too. And check it out at earthechofoods.com/JPSears. And because you're a viewer of mine, please use the discount code JP, which will get you 15% off. Enjoy.